God bless you. Welcome to Curios Podcast, and this is the third episode of our little series called Lord Over My Body. This episode today is called Is Modesty Still Relevant? Is modesty still a thing? And we had a youth that came up to us and they gave us a question, right? And they find trouble with modesty because they feel like dressing provocatively and dressing, showing a lot of skin is the only way they can attract somebody, is the only way they can get attention, right? And modesty is a very important problem that we have to confront. Many people are very afraid. Even I see that when I talk about modesty, it's a very controversial issue that many people always get riled up about.
Yes.
But especially in this day and age where woman empowerment and woman independence is symbolized and is shown by dressing provocatively, mm-hmm. by dressing less modest, right?
Yeah.
But we have to confront this because with confrontation comes mm-hmm. edification.
Yeah. And we want to make this clear for all the audience. This is not only about women.
Yeah, correct. We're trying to emphasize this point for both male and female, because now this goes either way, back and forth.
Yeah.
We need to respect one another and edify each other in the same way.
Yeah, but let's analyze what this youth was saying, right?
Yes.
They believe, and this is also the belief of most of the youth in the United States of America. Let's be clear on that. Women sometimes believe that by showing less skin, that's more powerful to attract a man. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, that can be true. But it's more powerful to attract what?
Man of God.
Yeah, if you want to attract a man of God with integrity, less clothing is not going to be the way to attract a man of God. Mm-hmm. Or dressing provocative is not going to be the way to find a person that is worth of marriage.
Okay.
And then, of course, many of the women, they just feel that by dressing with less clothes, they are more secure with their body. Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like a lot of people believe that with less clothes, they're more secure. Like you said,
yes.
Woman empowerment. They believe, oh, but you know, I'm secure on my body. That's the reason why I show it.
Yeah. And they're trusting more in their looks than trusting in God to find a man or woman for them specifically.
Yes.
They're trying to put the power in themselves, showing, you know what? Let me start showing a little more so that I can attract more. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah. So this perspective of like less clothes, I'm more secure. That's not even true. Because we see often that the people that want to dress provocative, they are insecure in their identity. Mm-hmm. They don't really believe that they can attract a person by who they truly are.
Yep.
And then you have to show something that you're supposed to be showing just the person that you're marrying to. There's nothing special about showing your body to everybody. That doesn't make you special.
Nope.
At the end of it all, we see often that the people that want to dress provocative, they're insecure in who they are. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to imitate something, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we see that they're trying to imitate. I would say some things that Christians have. Because once I came out of a retreat with the youth, right, and we went to an outing, and a person came up to us and they said, "Wow, I don't know what it is about you guys, but you have something glowing off you, right?" Mm-hmm. And this has always stayed in my mind. And now that we're talking about this, I believe that provocative people are trying to replicate the glory that Christians carry by dressing provocatively and using their bodies to attract people rather than the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So nobody can carry the glory that God has given to his people.
Yes.
Yep. It's something that we have. So it's not about being legalistic. We have to understand that there was a time when we used to get out of church and people would say, I know who you belong mm-hmm. to.
Mm-hmm. I know where you came from.
I know where you came from.
Yep.
Because you don't dress like other people dress.
Nope.
With this, I'm not saying that holiness is just about wearing a tie and a suit. No. It's not that. Because, of course, we got to look at the condition of the heart. Mm-hmm. But we have to... It's also relevant, it's also important the way that you dress, specifically on the church, because a church is full of families.
Yeah.
It's full of married people. So the way that you dress can bring even conflict in so many ways to families and people that are on the church. Well, so many people say, no, oh, you're being legalistic for putting rules. We don't put the rules first. Mm-hmm. We talk about the gospel.
Exactly.
And we have a conviction first in the gospel, mm-hmm. in the God that we trust. And then we decide, we all have decide to not dress in that aspect exactly. or that manner.
And a common verse that many people know, Romans 12:2, do not be ye conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Yes.
We can't be like the world. We can't dress as others dress just because it's a trend that's going on or just because I want somebody to meet me. No. We need to stand firm on what we believe in and what God tells us to do.
Beauty is not defined by how much skin we show. I feel like that's a big problem.
Yes.
Beauty is not in how we dress. Beauty is not in how we present ourselves to the world. No, beauty is found in our character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beauty is found in the way we act and how people see we treat other people. Mm-hmm. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, it says, likewise also that women and also men should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire.
Yes.
Here, Paul is showing that it's not that stuff that women and men should adorn themselves with. That's not what's important. What's important is our character. That's how the world is going to see us. That's how people see our beauty. True beauty is found in Christ Jesus. True beauty mm-hmm. is found in our testimony. After we convert, people see that beauty. And after Christ changes us, after Christ does that transformation, that work in us, people can see the work he's done in us, yes. and he can see how beautiful that is. And that is true beauty. That is what we yeah. can put our courage in, our confidence, our secureness. Christians shouldn't be insecure because they have an identity that is found in Christ yes. Jesus.
Amen.
And that is made full, that is made whole. And that is what we should put our confidence in every day.
So does it matter the way that we dress?
Yes.
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 Yes, it does matter. It's not about having a legalistic mind. We're free, of course. But that freedom doesn't make us just show our body mm-hmm. like that, because we believe that we're leaving that for an special moment in a compromise with a person that I truly love, with a person that I'm having a commitment. And we've been talking about this the entire series, about love implies a commitment, implies a decision. Mm-hmm. So speaking once again to that youth that was saying, you know, I just feel like wearing less clothes or wearing less clothes is going to be my way to attract a man. It's more powerful to attract a man. Mm-hmm. Like we say from the beginning, it depends what type of man you're trying to get.
Exactly.
Yeah, and some says they're right.
It's true. Because let me make this clear. The men that you are trying to attract by dressing provocative is not the man that you want to marry.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It is not. Because that's going to be a man that only wants you because of your body.
Exactly. And as you were saying, these men or women, they're trying to attract them mm-hmm. by their hormones rather than their hearts.
Beauty's fleeting. Beauty fades away. Yes. After so many years, your hair is gonna turn gray, your skin's gonna wrinkle, but what stays there is the character, the heart of the person.
Exactly.
Yes. So girls that are listening to us, that we're men, let me tell you something. What you're offering, that's what you're gonna get. What you're portraying in your social media, in your school, at your work, that's what you're gonna get. That's the type of men that you're gonna get. So that's the reason why we're saying the men that you are attracting just by your physical looks, that's not the men that you want to marry. That is not, because that man is not gonna persevere, because your physical appearance, that's gonna change.
Yep.
And then if he only marry you by your physical appearance, he's also gonna change. Mm-hmm. His attraction for you is gonna change. So there must be something more than that. Mm-hmm. He has to fall in love with your character. He has to fall in love with your personality, who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And we're saying this for the better of everybody. We're saying this for the better of your relationship. We're saying this for the better of the girls that are struggling with this. You don't have to go through a man that is forcing you to dress in this manner.
And this could all go either or way. Let's clarify. This could go as well for the man trying to dress provocatively for the girl.
Yeah.
This can go either way. We need to make that clarify, because now this is the day we live in.
Yeah. We're trying to make this clear for everybody. Modesty is definitely the way that God is telling you this is the true beauty, right? But the way that we're going to teach this to the church is important. Because I believe that rules do not go first. The gospel goes first. The message of Christ goes first. Before us talking to somebody that comes to the church, because some people say, and nobody can enter your church if you're not wearing a tie or a suit. That's not the truth.
Who said that?
Nobody said that. Because we all came as we were. Mm-hmm. But God loves you so much. God loves you despite of who you are. God accepts you and receives you as you are. But he loves you more than that. That he wants to change you for exactly. You better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once we come to that realization that we need to be changed, that we need Christ, what will we do? Mm-hmm. We're going to leave that old man behind us and change our ways. Why? Not because a person told us. Mm-hmm. No, because that's what we now believe in. Yes. We need to be different from the world. As I was saying in Romans 12:2, we need to be different from what other people see from us.
Mm-hmm. Modesty, it's about not bringing attention to yourself. It's about not trying to attract people.
That's amazing.
So you have to watch your intentions. Watch what your heart really feels. Because we see many people, when we confront people about this topic, we see they say, well, I don't dress for them. I dress for me.
Yeah. Hmm.
But you have to look at your intentions. And this is the big problem. We have to watch and we have to reflect, why do I want to dress this way?
Hmm.
Because not only do we dress modestly to reflect Christ, to reflect the image of God, but we dress modestly out of love.
Yes.
Out of love we have for other people. Out of love we have for the weak believers, for the people that are still growing in their faith.
Yes.
For people not to stumble.
Amen.
That is why we dress modestly.
Yes.
Paul in 1 Corinthians, he, in some chapters, he shows how he restricts some of his rights as a Christian, and he stops doing certain stuff for the sake of the weak Christian, for the sake of other people, so they don't stumble. Because he said, if you cause another person to stumble, that is a sin for you too.
Yes. Everything makes sense. All scripture is pointing us to the right path, and he's telling us, whatever you wear matters. And we're not called to bring the attention to us.
Yep.
We should bring the attention to the God that created us. You see, when you see these big events like the Grammys and these events where many artists and popular people, they go to those big events, everybody's taking pictures and looking at how they dress. They wear dresses and clothes that worth that they pay millions or they pay a lot of money for that. And they do all of that to bring attention to themselves, because that's what you see in the red carpet.
Yep.
Everybody's taking pictures to the person, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have always seen that whatever I go to, people say, you dress differently. You are not trying to get your attention to yourself, right? And when people start asking those questions, why you dress this certain way, or there is the perfect opportunity to speak about Christ,
exactly.
to speak about the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect way. Like, you are different, and then you can point out to Christ.
Exactly, because we're not reflecting ourselves,
mm-hmm.
reflecting the Lord.
Yeah, because it's just different from how everybody dresses.
Yes.
So we're saying this with love and compassion to all the girls and men that are watching this podcast or hearing us. And we're telling you is the best way to go. For that youth that was posting this question and had the doubt, we're telling you, you don't have to show your special parts, right? Your body. You don't have to show your intimacy in the public to attract a man. Godly men are not looking for your body. Godly men are looking for a woman that is a helper, that they can both grow in sanctification, that both of them can grow in the path of the ministry that God has and the plan that God has for both of them. So let me tell you something. Godly men are not looking for your body. They're looking for a helper. That was the intention
mm-hmm.
from the beginning when God gave Adam Eve. He said, it's going to be a helper. You don't have to portray yourself in the public in that aspect, because he's going to be powerful, but he's going to be powerful. Being sexy is going to be powerful to attract men that only want to have sex with you
mm-hmm.
and that treat you as a sex toy and not as a woman that is created by God.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.